USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota made an emotional plea for peace after the second night of protest turned violent over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody. George Floyd was seen in a disturbing video moaning and crying that he couldn't breathe as a Minneapolis police officer continuously pressed his knee into the handcuffed man's neck. Floyd was later pronounced dead, and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said he believes the officer should be charged.
Let me be clear. The arresting officer killed someone. As to the precise charge, I'm not going to get into that.
The death has sparked demonstrations and many calls for the officer to be punished. The protests continue to turn violent, with some protesters looting, setting fires, and breaking windows. Frey also said the protests are stemming from built-up anger and sadness ingrained in our black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Federal courts are delivering a string of rebukes to the Trump administration over what they found to be failures to protect the environment as it promotes fossil fuel interest and the extraction of natural resources from public lands. Judges have ruled administration officials ignored or downplayed potential environmental damage in lawsuits over oil and gas leases, coal mining, and pipelines to transport fuels across the U.S. The latest ruling against the administration came when an appeals court refused to revive a permitting program for oil and gas pipelines that a lower court had canceled. Democrats pulled legislation from the House floor to extend FBI surveillance authorities after Democrats pulled legislation from the House floor to extend FBI surveillance after President Donald Trump and Republicans turned against the measure and ensured its defeat. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said instead there would be a new round of negotiations with the Senate over the expired powers the FBI considers vital in fighting terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A former White House hopeful has a new political action committee, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Failed presidential candidate Julian Castro, staying in politics as the former HUD secretary, has formed a political action committee that's targeting down-ballot candidates who he says he believes are prioritizing people rather than special interests. The group, which is called People First Future, making their first endorsements backing 12 candidates running for Congress. One of the 12 is Castro's brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr has asked top federal prosecutors in Texas to review episodes of unmasking by Obama administration officials before and after the 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence agencies routinely conceal the identities of U.S. persons who are included in intercepted communications of foreign officials, and senior government officials can request those identities be revealed or unmasked to better understand that intelligence. Unmasking requests are common and not a crime, but publicly disclosing the person's identity or spreading it for political purposes is unlawful. 39 officials had made the request, including numerous times by former Vice President Joe Biden, FBI Director James Comey, and CIA Director John Brennan. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.